CBSI and the world, I'm John Batchelor. Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 launched 1977. Voyager 1, Bob Zimmerman educates me, is outside of the solar system, outside the bow wave. This is 13 years to celebrate behind the black, and a dominant theme in those years has been the fate of Voyager 1 and 2. Why? Because of the original Star Trek movie that turned on, I won't ruin it for you, a plot about V'ger himself. V'ger 1, V'ger 2 was never exact. Now we have up-to-date news of V'ger 2, excuse me, Voyager 2. Bob, what's happened?
This might be bad news. It might actually be the end of the mission. Might not. We have to cross our fingers and hope. But in sending out planned commands to Voyager 2, which is kind of outside the solar system and interplanetary space, it's along the edge of the heliosphere, and depending on the solar wind, sometimes it washes back over Voyager 2 and it's back in the solar system, and other times it's out. It's mostly out. But they sent out planned commands to Voyager 2, and unfortunately the commands had some error in it, and it caused the antenna to point 2 degrees away from Earth, not directly at the Earth. And we're talking about billions of miles here, so the amount of margin of error is significant. There's a very small margin of error. You've got to get it right. And so, because it's not lined up with the Earth, they've lost contact with Voyager 2, completely lost contact. Does this mean its mission is ending? Well, maybe, but maybe not. The spacecraft is programmed that every few months it will periodically reset its orientation to point back to the Earth on its own. And so the next one is scheduled for October 15th. So when October 15th rolls around, if the spacecraft does what it's supposed to do, they will regain communications. And they're hopeful that's going to be the case. If it doesn't, though, this incident will likely mark the end of this mission, which was launched in 77, has been functioning for 46 years, the longest really successful planetary mission of all time. And it is made, during that mission, it made close flybys of Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, and is now providing us data about the interstellar space, John. It would be a shame, but, you know, it can't go from another 5 to 10 more, you know, sometime in the next 5 or so years, its nuclear power source is going to finally run out of power. So the end is coming, regardless.
It occurs to me that V'ger might be setting up an escape hatch here, Bob. it looks like it was an error on NASA's part, but this is the moment to shed the collar and run. Okay, what is Osiris?
Rebellion, yes.
What is Osiris Rex? What's it up to?
Osiris Rex is on its way back to Earth with its asteroid samples from the asteroid Bennu, the rubble pile, and the sample capsule is going to return to Earth on September 24th and land in Utah. Well, Osiris Rex completed its last major mid-course correction to make sure it's aimed back to Earth, and then a few weeks before that, releasing the capsule, it'll adjust its orbit to make absolutely sure that the capsule lands in Utah. So it's getting close to bringing us the samples back from Bennu, John.
The sun's corona is hot. Well, there's news. But they're looking at, we know so little about the sun. What does this mean, Bob, that we discovered something concrete?
You know, this is one of the oldest mysteries of the space age, John. Very shortly after they started to send satellites into orbit to study the sun, they discovered a strange thing. Though the surface of the sun is several thousand degrees Fahrenheit, the corona, its atmosphere, is several million degrees Fahrenheit. That doesn't make any sense. Things should cool as you work off the surface of the sun. And they have not been able to solve that mystery now for more than 70 years. Well, scientists think now, using Europe's solar orbiter, which is getting images and data from the sun better than ever before, that they think they've answered the question, that there seem to be high-energy magnetic waves moving very fast that heat up the atmosphere of the sun, the corona, and that they think is the answer. If these results are confirmed, they're not yet, this is going to solve one of the oldest scientific mysteries of the space age, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black is 13 years old. It's time to celebrate with a subscription or a donation, watching commercial space, watching robot space, and waiting for manned space soon enough to orbit to the moon and Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.